Welcome, everybody. Shir number 957. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are, of course, middle of Simen Reish Tezvav, working on Bracha Shein et Tzricha. Last year, we started talking a little bit about the problem of saying Hashem's name in vain. Not so much the Bracha Levatala, but just like, for example, G-D, Gimel Aleph Tes, in the various different languages, whereby Eblashin Laz, the extreme importance, how one has to be very careful not to say Hashem's name in vain when it represents that, when it represents Hashem's name, like G-D, right? Or Gimel Aleph Tes in Yiddish. And again, depending on if it's Russian or whatever the language is, whereby it's a representation of Hashem's name, to be careful not to say it. We're going to read from, we'll see from the Mishnah Berurah, others, that there are quite a number of Poskim who say if it's in a Derech Shvach, with a praise, then it's you know, then there's room to be makel, but not just time to say like, oh my, G-D, or whatever the case is. So in general, people say gosh, and so on. So I just wanted to read a story, actually, from the Sefer Yisrael Lachas brings it down from the Chayyadam. I'll read it from the Chayyadam. The importance of you know, how careful one has to be when saying Hashem's name, just not just stump to say, yeah, well, whatever, it's part of the bracha, whatever the case is. So it's an interesting story he brings down to show the, and the Chayyadim brings it down in Dinim from Klolim Bebrachas. He brings down in Klal Hey, right? And again, the Sefer Yisrael Lachas does quote it. It's Mamish in paragraph Aleph. He wants to show the importance of being so careful with this. He says, so says the Chayyadim over there. It's in parentheses, but again, it's in Klal Hey, paragraph Aleph. He says, okay, Lehalhev, right, Lev Anashim, Legodol Hazahiris Bezehal, you know, to like, sort of like awaken up the person's heart. How careful they have to be with this. So he says, I'm saying over a story that he saw, the Chayyadim. You're not talking about a storybook, you're talking about a Chayyadim is halacha lemaisa. So he says, I'm not going to read the whole thing, just say it outside. He says like this, he says that there was a maisa rav, he says it was a gadol, right? It was a big gadol, a tzaddik, that said that, however it was, he was able to see, or in a dream, whatever the case is, but he saw the, where he was able to hear what was going on in Shemaim, in the Bezdin Shalmala, what was going on over there. And the reason why he says he heard it, because it was like a big rash, a cold rash gadol, says the Chayyadim, right? There was a lot of hustle and bustle going. All of a sudden, there was like something going on, you know, much more extreme than usual. What was going on? So he says, he says that what happened was the Bezdin Shalmala, the judicial court in Shemaim, right? Said Lamaisa, they said, make way, right? We have to stop what we're doing, so to say, whatever that means, right upstairs, but make way, there's a big tzaddik that's coming up, there was a big tzaddik, this is what the Bezdin Shalmala was saying, the heavenly court was saying, that there was a tzaddik that was nifter, and he's coming up, so we have to give him the respect of, here he comes, you know, he was on such a level that we have to give him tremendous respect. They were, so says the Chayyadim further, they were makabel him with tremendous kavod and so on, and when the tzaddik came up to Shemayim, his neshama or whatever, so they gave him a sefer Torah to hold. It says the Chayyadim that they gave him a sefer Torah to hold, and they started to ask him questions. They gave him the sefer Torah, and they said, "Will you mekayim everything that it says in this sefer Torah?" Right? In other words, Torah shebiksav, Torah that's written down. And he says, "Yeah, of course." So he was makabel everything. Then they asked him, were you Makayim Peru Ravu? He had children and so on. L'shem Shemayim. So he said, yeah, he was Makayim that, no problem. Then they asked him, and with all this, that so then Bezdin asked him back, the judicial court asked him back, you know, what's the proof? And the Malachim, the beautiful Malachim that were created, every time we do a mitzvah, as we know, a Malach is created, the beautiful Malachim that were created came and said, yeah, he did this, he did that, and he held, kept everything in the Torah, and then it says further the How the story goes, the Chayyadim says further that then they started to ask him they asked him like Torah Shabbal Peh, in other words Halacha L'maisa, did you keep Torah Shabbal Peh, right? Not just good Torah Shabbal B'Ksav, in other words written Torah, the Sefer Torah you're holding, you kept. What about Torah Shabbal Peh, right? Everything else did you keep? He says yeah, you kept everything. And where's the proof? Again, the Malachim, beautiful Malachim came. So after that, they asked him, they asked him that, were you nizer, were you very careful in saying Hashem's name? You know, in other words, whenever you said Hashem's name, were you very careful? So apparently, Hadachayadim says, at that point, this tzaddik was quiet. He didn't answer. He did not answer, you know, whatever he was going to answer at that time. They asked him again, did you keep it? You know, whatever, did you keep it? So, no, again, he was quiet. Were you careful in when you said Hashem's name, the right kavanas and so on? Again, he was quiet. And then just the Chayyadim ends off that, Lamaisa. So the problem was, and all of a sudden they brought out what's going on, and then the Malachim came out that were created from that. It was actually one day, he said, it was these certain Malachim came out that didn't look so a little blackish, they were blackish or whatever the case is, they weren't like the beautiful Malachim, all the other beautiful Malachim from all the other mitzvahs. And they said, these malachim that were a little bit blackish, said that they were created on the day, one day, you're talking about one day, on the day that this tzaddik said Hashem's name, but of course he said Hashem's name, Dav and everything, but it was without the kavana, without the proper kavana, maybe on his level, whatever the case is. And then it says that they ripped everybody to a kriya, they ripped their clothing, okay, whatever the case is, and they asked him, and they asked him, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you have a choice over here. You want to come back as a Gilgal? In other words, come back as be sort of like reborn again, or you want to go to Gehenim and we'll clean up whatever has to be done. Again, I'm just reading words. It's not, but we'll just get to the point. But Lamaisa, so he picked Gehenim, fine. Okay, so, but be it as it may. So we see over there, the Chayyadim brings down this story to show the importance of how far it goes, how far. Then it says, "Ve'ech lo yosem adam alibay l'haskir Hashem b'riyah v'achad b'chavonis alev." That how much a person has to, when they say Hashem's name, to say it with Hashem b'yira u'pachad, right? To say it with emotion and with a reverence, right? To say not just stomp to a person shoots off a bracha, good. The rest of the bracha is one thing, but when he's saying Hashem's name, at least that much. And we see this whole story just mamish from one day. He brings down does the Chayyadim. So Lamaisa, be it as it may, obviously, you know, it's hard for us to understand what he mean, one day, one time. I mean, what about, what should we all say? We try, we do, you know, but the point is that the Chayyadim understood that. Sefer HaSalach has brought down the story also, but the point is the Chayyadim is explaining to us that we should understand. Over here we see even just mamish for one day how, you know, okay, the tzaddik on his own level, but how that was mamish one of the questions that they asked him, and it was on these Malachim were created from the one day because he didn't possibly that one day on the level that he should have for the tzaddik say it at that level. With the proper reverence or proper kavana when he mentioned Hashem's name. So we see how important how person has to be extremely, extremely careful when making a bracha and stam in general, just not just stam to say Hashem's name and you know, even in a bracha itself or even without a bracha, however it is, when davening, one has to be extremely, extremely careful and do whatever they could do to give it, so to say, all they got, especially when we're saying Yud Kei Vav Kei and then Elekeinu and saying Hashem's name. To have tremendous concentration, you know, of reverence, yira and pachad, and give it a little bit of thought, what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.